Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Next, the run bearer said that y'all took advantage of the vanilla game plan, but regardless of what they threw out, what are your feelings about what you saw from this offense?
We're just trying to get better. We know, what this time of year is all about. It's about improving your fundamentals and going out there and trying to play as good as you can play. For an evaluation process for a lot of the players and for some of the guys, just to improve on our techniques and our cohesiveness, regardless of really what the defense does, that's kind of our philosophy, particularly at this time of year, is to focus on us, our stuff, and just execute whatever they decide to play. We can't control that.
Coach, you said last week you were asking about the O-line situation. It's still very fluid. Is that more because of the injuries you guys have had, or is that more because we need people to still separate here?
Sure.
They deserve to be the starter kind of thing.
Yeah, we're a little bit away here from the end of this training camp, if you will, preseason. So there's still competition. And we encourage the competition. Competition makes everybody better. But a lot of guys have played different spots, and that's what you're going to need at some point during the year. There's always injuries, and guys are going to be able to have some position flexibility. So, we still have a ways to go. It's good to be able to do that.
LeSean's workload has not been heavy. I'm sure that's by design to a certain degree. Is this the week that you kind of have to ramp him up to get ready, or is that something that just being the vet that he is doesn't really need?
I think it'd be good for everybody to ramp it up. Back in the early days when kind of first got in the league, everybody understood what the third preseason game was. We're still focusing on us and making sure that we can play as good as we can play together and build our chemistry. So it'll be up to everybody to keep improving.
Brian, what's been your thought process in the play calling early these first two games? We've only seen about two or three run plays as opposed to a predominantly pass happy selection.
I think it's just each week. It's not a game plan based thing. It's really what we want to try to work on and practice against, play against, if you will. Cole and Smoke was out last game. You can't get enough reps doing those things against live competition. How you get played in a competitive situation is a little bit different than practice. So we need as much of that as we can get.
So is that more valuable than the practice to measure where you're at this point?
I think they're both valuable. But when you're playing against another opponent and it's a live competition and there's tackling and it's, quote unquote, real football, you like to try to evaluate and get as many looks as you can and reps as you can of that.
Brian, Rich Gannon once said that he compared a rookie quarterback to being like a 16-year-old driving a car. He only sees.
I had a few of those.
What's that?
I've had a few of those.
Right. And he just only sees what's in front of him and doesn't see, the peripheral.
That's why my insurance is a lot higher right now. Yeah.
So as you look at the tape of Josh, do you ever reflect back to like a year ago and see how far he's come, and how far he's come from point A to point B to point C?
We don't really have a ton of time to do that. We do it from day to day or from game to game. and, you know, just try to take steps and improve in really every area. I've said this before for him, and he's done a good job to this point. He knows he's got a ways to go, as we all do, but that's what this time of year is for.
Is it fair to say that he's recognizing more, when he's finding his dump-off guy or doing those short passes and not sprinting out of the pocket, what does that say about his development?
You need 10 guys around you, too, to play quarterback. So protection comes into play with that. Getting open comes into play with that. It takes everybody. He needs to do his job well, which is making the appropriate read or getting us out of a particular play and then throw it to the right guy. And that's what he can control. And he has to have trust in his teammates that they're doing the right things. The line has done a good job with the pocket. The receivers, when they've getting man-to-man coverage, they've gotten open. So, he needs to just take what they give him and make the appropriate read. And he's going to continue to work on that, There's a lot of variables that go into moving the football and all those other things. So he's done a good job this camp.
Sorry about that, Brian. What's the important on the list of wide receiver traits to you? Things we don't see, maybe things that go on in the film room. We might see the numbers in production or something like that. But what is important to you for guys that you really want to hold on to?
Well, the first thing is what everybody sees is getting open and catching a ball. But then you talk about the technique of how you get open, what you do against press coverage, your body language at the top of the route, how you come back to a ball. Are you where you're supposed to be, when you're supposed to be there all the time, particularly in a zone coverage that you're going against, so that we can trust exactly where you're going to be and the timing and the throw against zones. There's not a lot of thinking. There's eye control and movement, but you're going to be right where you need to be. And then when you get in those third down situations or, first and second down teams that like to play a lot of man-to-man coverage, it's who can separate and make a play on the football.
Brian, where do you see the development with Tyree Jackson through this point? We certainly saw your response to the interception in the last game.
That position, again, he's in a different role than Josh was last year. So it's he doesn't necessarily get a ton of practice reps as the weeks go on. Josh is getting a lot of those. Matt's getting a lot of those. He plays more sometimes in games than he does in practices. So the timing, the decision making, that's a work in progress for him. He's done a good job. He works hard. I know he'd like to have a few of those playbacks, but he's working hard.
So how does that make it a challenge for you when evaluating him as we are at the midway point, understanding there's limited things you can actually?
Yeah, well, he's had a lot of game reps. He's had a lot of reps in OTAs, and he's had a lot of reps early in training camp with the developmental period and some of the other things. So there's a body of work, and there'll be a body of work these next few weeks to continue on that evaluation process.
Has the team been informed whether Mitch is still in the program or released from the program?
We don't have an update on that yet.
Brian, the last few weeks since training camp started, finally this entire wide receiver group together, after kind of some people out there in the spring. How have you seen Zay adjust to, playing with now two experienced veterans like Cole and John, and how he's kind of taken that and run with it?
Yeah, I'd say Zay knows all the positions. So, just when John didn't play last game, we moved Zay and just picked him up and moved him to another spot. It's not a spot that he practiced a whole bunch in, but that's good flexibility to have as a young receiver too, which he's still a young player. I think those older guys are good firm in the room. They offer good advice, good experience. They're good technicians. So you'd have to ask him, but I think he's learned a lot from those guys.
Right, Ryan Bates, he never played center before in his life until he played 51 snaps.
Yeah.
First of all, what did you see in him
sure.
to put him there, and how do you think he performed?
I think he did a good job. And that's obviously a tough position to play up front. And again, I'll give credit to Bobby, but in particular, Hef and Wendy for spending a lot. You get these new guys, you come in, whether it's trades or you sign them, and you have to get them up to speed as quick as you can. They did a good job with him, and a credit to the kid, this guy that can play all five positions, really. Did a really nice job. I'm glad we have him.
Brian, what has Tommy Sweeney done over the past 3 weeks, especially with guys like Groom and Knox getting healthy and presumably Croft eventually?
Yeah. Well, first thing is he hasn't blinked. We've thrown him in there with, you know, the ones. We've thrown him in there with the twos. And when he first started, he was with the threes. He was well coached at Boston College, and he understands football. So when you have a guy that's tough and smart and that can operate quickly, that wants to get better, it's a good young player to work with. He's learned a lot from Lee, I'd say. Rob has done a really good job with those young guys. We've had some guys out. But, you know, just when you ask him to do something or you coach him to do something, you don't have to coach him four or five times. He usually gets it on the first time. Does he run, you know, lightning speed or anything like that? No. But he's made the most of his opportunities and, you know, so far has been a good addition.
Brian, how do you balance with wide receivers especially, their performances in practice
Yep.
Versus what they do in the game and in terms of how it plays into your ultimate decision?
Yep. I'd say in practice you probably even – you can – force more of an evaluation in practice with one-on-ones and different coverages that you're going to get from a defense and really throw and catch. In a game, particularly how we do things here, you know, they might be doing all the right things but not reaping the rewards that, you know, a receiver. I coach receivers for 6 yards, you know. Everybody wants to catch 15 balls a game. But the job of a quarterback is to throw it to the right one. So you can evaluate them, even though they didn't have much production, if they're doing the right thing, if they're getting press coverage and they're still getting open, but we threw it to another guy. It's a tough position because a receiver, you have to have some good mental toughness to play receiver. As you can go a quarter, two quarters without touching a ball. And then in the biggest moment in a critical third down in a third quarter, it's the first ball you get thrown to you. And you have to be mentally tough to stay in the game, stay focused, do all the things necessary that you need to do to help the team. That's a part of the evaluation process too. No question. You know, we call it pressure cooker, perform under pressure. And again, it might be one play or three plays or four plays. You know, that's a position that, you know, if they touch the ball or get the ball thrown to them 10, 12 times a game, that's a lot for a receiver. Sometimes it's three a game based on what you're getting defensively and which quarterback, what the quarterback decides to do. So I think practice is great to evaluate. And then in the game, as long as they're doing the right stuff, they're playing tough, they're where they're supposed to be, they make plays on the ball when they have the opportunity to make them, that's what you evaluate.
Brian, how much value do you put in looking at your wide receiver group as a whole in having a variety of skill sets, whether that's size, speed, blocking, catching, all
sure.
of those things?
I think we look for the best ones we can, you know, we got a bunch to choose from here. And they've all done a good job. They're all competing hard. And we have different pieces, like you said. We have some quick guys that are shifty. We have some linear, fast guys. And we have some bigger guys, you know, like Duke. He made the most of his opportunity the other night. He's not a 4-3 guy, you know, but he's a big body player that can make contested catches, and he plays tough. So, you know, however that fits, if it's three fast guys or two quick, however it fits, you know, we're going to try to figure out what the best combination for us is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.